Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson.
It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with Jeff Luzatter, moderator for the Rosie's Roundup Basketball Luncheon in Thorntown, Indiana this Thursday. We will talk IU football, IU women's basketball, the Indiana Pacers, the Indy 11, in the Indy Fuel. We will have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. So let's talk sports. We'll start with fifth-ranked Ohio State dominating Indiana 54-7 Saturday night in a sold-out Memorial Stadium. Ohio State scored on all six possessions in the first half. Jack Tuttle found Peyton Hendershot on a 7-yard touchdown pass to make it 7-7 with 2:58 left in the first quarter. From there, it was all Ohio State scoring 47 points and dominating the Hoosiers with 539 yards of total offense. Indiana only had 128 yards of total offense. Jack Tuttle was 4-7 for 41 yards, one interception, and a touchdown. He suffered a lower leg injury that knocked him out for a few series, came back to play one more series before missing the rest of the game. True freshman Donovan McCauley from Lawrence North, 1-6 for 30 yards, and Grant Gremmel, 3-4 for 9 yards. Indiana rushing the ball, 37 carries, 48 yards. Peyton Hendershot, 5 receptions for 35 yards and a touchdown, became the all-time career leader in receptions in IU school history for a tight end. Ohio State continues to dominate this series 77-12-5, 26 straight over the Hoosiers. The teams tied 27-27 October 13th, 1990, and the last Indiana win was October 8th, 1988, 41-7 in Columbus. Indiana is 2-5 and 0-4 in the Big Ten and travels to Maryland this Saturday noon, and the game can be seen on the Big Ten Network. IU women's basketball is preseason ranked number 8th in the Associated Press poll. It's the highest ranking in school history. Indiana has been ranked in the AP preseason poll for the last 4 seasons and been ranked for a program record 38 consecutive weeks. The Hoosiers host the University of Indianapolis Friday, November 5th in an exhibition game before traveling to Butler for the season opener November 10th. IU men's basketball got a commitment for 2023 from 6'3 combo guard Ja'Kai Newton. He is from Newton High School in Covington, Georgia, and he chose Indiana over Georgia and Vanderbilt. He is the first player in the 2023 class and the third player from the state of Georgia to commit to Mike Woodson, joining Michael Durr from Atlanta, who transferred in from South Florida in the offseason, and 2022 commit Caleb Banks from Fayetteville, Georgia. Newton cannot sign a national letter of intent until November 2022 or April 2023 of his senior season. The Indiana Pacers are 1-2 after losing at Charlotte 123-122 and Washington 135-134 in overtime. They come back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse and beat Miami 102-91 in the home opener Saturday night in overtime. They play Milwaukee this evening. They are at Toronto Wednesday, at Brooklyn Friday, and then host Toronto on Saturday. The Indy 11 tied FC Tulsa 1-1 in the home regular season finale at Carroll Stadium. The 11 will miss the playoffs 9-14-8 with 35 points as Tulsa clinched the fourth and final spot in the Central Division. The 11 will wrap up the season this Saturday at Memphis 901 FC at 8 p.m. and you can see the game on WNDY Channel 23 in Indianapolis. And the Indy Fuel lost the season and home opener to the Cincinnati Cyclones 3-2 at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. They will travel to Cincinnati this Saturday to face the Cyclones at 7:35. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. While in high school football this week, Edgewood was the only team in action. The Mustangs beat the Hatchets of Washington 16-0. Down in Washington, Edgewood 2-7. They will host 2-8 Vincennes Lincoln this Friday in the Class 3A sectional semifinals. Bloomington North is 6-3. They had the week off. They will host Evansville North in the Class 5A sectional semifinal this Friday. Bloomington South also in the same sectional. They are 6-2. They will travel to Castle on Friday night. In girls soccer, Carmel beat Bloomington North 1-0 in the Class 3A semi-state championship game at Seymour. Carmel will play in the state finals this weekend at Carroll Stadium in Indianapolis. The Panthers end the year at 21-1. Girls cross country semi-state at Brown County. Columbus North wins the team title with 65 points. They also win the individual championship. Bloomington North finishes fifth with 175 points, and they will advance to the state finals as a team. Bloomington South was seventh with 238 points, and Edgewood 12th with 331. They will not advance. You had to be in the top six to advance as a team. However, both Bloomington South and Edgewood get good news as Lily Myers finished seventh for Bloomington South, and Clara Crane from Edgewood finished 11th, and they will both advance as individuals. In the boys cross country semi-state at Brown County, Columbus North wins with 45 points, also wins the individual title. Bloomington North was second with 129. Bloomington South was fifth with 196, and they will all advance to the state finals as a team. The state finals this Saturday at the Laverne Gibson cross country course in Terre Haute. The boys start at noon. The girls will start at 3 o'clock. In boys tennis, Bloomington South juniors Chris Leon and Michael Ashland competed in the individual doubles state finals in Carmel. They beat seniors Ryan Scott and Ethan Sample of Mississinewa 6-0, 6-4 in the quarterfinals before losing to junior Daniel Sorka and senior Charles Morton of Munster 6-3, 6-4 in the semifinals. The pair ends the season at 12-1. That is a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will talk with Jeff Luzatter, moderator for the Rosie's Roundup Basketball Luncheon in Thorntown, Indiana this Thursday. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Hi, this is Matthew Mounts with Rival Showdown Pro Wrestling, and I listen to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He is the moderator for the Rosie's Roundup Basketball Luncheon at Stookie's Family Dining in Thorntown, Indiana on Thursday, October 28th. He is Jeff Luzatter. Jeff, a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Nick. Watch you quite a bit on your other podcasts, and you're doing a great job, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words. So let's start with the fact that this is the 25th year of Rosie's Roundup. It's in Thorntown, Indiana, which is just north of Lebanon. So about an hour and a half here from Bloomington. There's a lot of people that don't know what this event is all about. So why don't you give us a little history and detail of what Rosie's Roundup is actually all about.
Well, you mentioned Rosie, and this is after Coach Jim Rosensteel, who was a legendary coach at Lebanon High School. Purdue people, I know we're IU guys, but Purdue people absolutely know Rick Mount. Well, Rick Mount graduated from Lebanon in 1966, and Jim Rosensteel was his high school coach. So that ought to ring a bell to some Purdue people. But Coach Rosensteel won over 500 games in his career. He was inducted in the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame in 1984. He's a legendary coach here in the state of Indiana. And of course, being in Lebanon, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Thorntown. Stookie's Steakhouse there, great steaks, been there several times. So when Coach Rosensteel quit coaching, him and Rick Mount decided, hey, let's just go get a bite to eat or something. 25 years ago, and a few of his friends got in the next year, and then it was some officials, and then it just kind of grew, and they basically have semi-annual ones. They have one in the spring and one in the fall. Basically, the one in the fall is just kind of a preseason where they sit around and talk and say, hey, how's the Lebanon Tigers going to be this year, et cetera, and some of the other teams around the area, and then in the spring, then they you know, they just kind of do a wrap-up show and say, hey, how was the season, et cetera, et cetera. I got involved, basically, I came to Lafayette in 1986 and kept a scorebook for Coach Jim Hamill, and he invited me along with a guy named Lowell Osterling, who, God rest his soul, he passed away last year, but Lowell invited me to this luncheon they had down in Thorntown, and I'd never been to Thorntown before, and now, as soon as I got down there, I saw some legendary friends. Obviously, Rick Mount was there and legendary coaches like Sam Alford, Steve's dad that coached at Newcastle. And there's just all, you know, this, that, and the other there. Man, I just fell in love with the place just right now. And then 3 years ago, a gentleman by the name of Jim Lipp had been basically the moderator, and a guy named Alan Milburn, who lives in Brownsburg. Those guys have ran it for several years. Well, Jim, about 3 weeks before the spring, when he passed away suddenly. So Alan took over and just kind of pieced things together. And they really weren't even having any special guests, Nick. They were just having a dinner and then chit-chatting and, you know, talking basketball and everything. And then everybody would leave. And then all of a sudden they started having maybe a guest or two. They had, you know, they didn't have Coach Knight, but you know, they had some coaches around the area, and then Matt Painter was a coach once. And then after that, like I said, after Jim passed away 3 years ago, I stepped up and I said, Alan, I said, you need some help. I said, I really love what's going on here. How can I get involved? He mentioned about, well, you can kind of step in and be moderator for Jim, and we can still run things. So that's how it's all been pieced together here in the last few years. Of course, you were here 2 years ago and kind of did the same thing that I did. You just kind of fell in love with the place, the people there. And of course, we've got up to five guests coming next Thursday on the 28th of October.
Yeah, when I got to come 2 years ago, of course, the special guest speaker was Indiana Fever's Tamika Catchings and Dr. Allison Barber. So, you know, that was a great opportunity and to get to talk to Tamika for a few minutes. And what a gracious woman and what a great player she was. And she did such a great job as a speaker.
Well, and then, you know, even after, maybe before even after that, we had J.D. Collins. I don't know if too many people know J.D. Collins or not, but he lives in Hartford City. And he's the head of the NCAA officials for the tournament. So connections there. And it's just, I don't know, you could probably vouch for this, Nick, but it's kind of like people have just kind of taken their blinders off and their suit and ties, and everybody's just kind of relaxed and everything. It's just kind of a good atmosphere to come up and say, hi, my name's Nick Jenkinson, or my name's Jeff Luzzatter. How are you? And people will talk to you, and it's just a great atmosphere.
At my table 2 years ago, I got to sit with Albert Hendricks, the coach at Lebanon, and the year before, Lebanon and Edgewood had played in the regional semifinals, and I got to sit there and talk to him about that game and his kids and wished him luck. And of course, Jerry Hoover, legendary coach in this state, was at our table, and you know, you get to meet people from all over the state, and it's just a fun event, and can't wait to get back to it.
Well, one thing we're going to have to do, everybody knows about the COVID and all that thing going on. And we've had a few, like I mentioned earlier about, you know, God rest his soul, Lo Osterling, who basically was doing stats when Marion Crawley was coaching at Lafayette. Jeff, he's passed away. And I know there's a few officials and stuff like that. So I'm going to have to try and get this thing built back up again. I know the Twin Lakes coach, Kent Adams, he emailed me, and it's the first time he's going to attend, so he's kind of excited. And I've got a couple others I can't mention off the top of my head now that are coming for the first time. So, and the bottom line deal too, Nick, and you can vouch for this, if you don't talk to anybody, you're going to get a great meal. The food is fantastic. And if a lot of people don't know about that, but Jerry Hoover is a cattleman, and he donates the meat every year. No, he doesn't charge anything. So John Stuckey, the owner of the restaurant, he just has to do some of the other stuff, and the meat's all taken care of. And boy, it's just really good food. It's just a great gathering of everybody, and, you know, kind of gets, especially this one coming out of the COVID and getting ready as we're taping this, you know, the NBA season starting tonight, and everybody's kind of getting the mood for basketball.
Yeah, for sure. Basketball season's right around the corner. It's a $15 cash donation at the door. And again, like you said, the meal is just tremendous. What else can people expect when they come?
Well, I mentioned about some of the guest speakers we're going to have. The head of the IHSA Foundation is going to make a speech. And of course, some of the regulars that attend, and really glad we have faithful people, and that's nobody but Chris May from the Hall of Fame. He'll be there. Bring some of his quarterly magazines to give out. We're even going to have a drawing to get a subscription for some of those. But he'll be there to talk about some of the new displays they've got at the Hall of Fame. And he'll also talk about the holiday tournament they have at the greatest basketball, high school basketball gym in the world at Newcastle. Then we're going to have, Kip Wiesner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine is planning to attend, and he'll talk about his upcoming issue for the 21-22 season. Then to top it all off, icing on the cake will be the commissioner of the IHSAA. He'll be there as our master guest speaker. So we got quite a lineup, real, real excited about it. And like you, I can't wait.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Jeff Luzzatter after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan from newborn to 89 years old. From term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
This is Indiana University Senior Associate Athletic Director Jeremy Gray, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest Jeff Luzatter, moderator of the Rosie's Roundup Basketball Luncheon in Thorntown, Indiana, Thursday, October 28th. Jeff, we were talking about all the guests that are going to be there. 2 years ago, it's a who's who of Hall of Famers. You had Judy Warren, the first Miss Basketball in 1976. Of course, Jerry Hoover, Basil Malby, longtime coach at Kokomo High School. It's a who's who of Indiana basketball legends at this event.
Yeah, not only that, unfortunately, Mark Bolts, I don't really know Mark or not, but he's a 26-year member of an NFL official as well as working state finals for basketball and football for the IHSAA. He will not be there, but he's a regular there. And then, you know, I mentioned about Sam Alford. And, of course, I met years ago when I first started going when Tom Carnegie was around. I got to meet Tom and sit and talk with him. And, you know, that's what really turned me on, like you said, meeting the – you don't know who you're going to run into. It's just amazing.
You've talked about that this is a twice a year event. They normally hold it in May and September, but because of COVID, there was no Rosie Roundup at all last year and none in the spring, and it got pushed. It normally gets held in the last Thursday of September, but it was pushed back this year because of COVID. So what's the protocols going into this event on the 28th?
Well, basically, I've already set the date for 22. Spring of 22 is going to be Thursday, April 28th. So that should be easy to remember. We're having it here October 28th, but we're going to have it on April 28th, 2022. We didn't mention really the details, but everybody starts meeting at Rosie's about 11:15. And then everybody just kind of congregates and talks basketball for 45 minutes. And then we have the luncheon around noon or so, and then after the luncheon, 45 minutes, half hour to 45 minutes, then we start the program, where we're usually done around 2 or 2:30. You know, I get a lot of coaches and athletic directors. They always kind of want to see, hopefully there's not too many superintendents or principals listening, Nick, but sometimes it's always nice to get away so coach can get an excuse. So the Rosie's always kind of a, hey, I'm going to call in sick, or I got a meeting to go to. So
I'm not going to admit that I'm taking the day off work to come up there, but I mean, it is a nice day to get away and talk basketball and have a great time. And really, Jeff, it's just about fellowship and the common love of just getting together and talking basketball. And especially after this last year and a half where there was no Rosie Roundup and nobody got to see each other.
Absolutely. You know, it is coaches, it is officials, some current officials, some past officials, but you know, it's nice for all of them to get together, like you said, and just the fellowship everybody has for Hoosier Austerity here in Indiana. And yeah, there'll be some other Indiana fans besides you and me, and there'll be some Purdue fans. And you know, we're trying to get some of the other, small college coaches to attend too, just to, you know, kind of handshake and meet some of the basketball fans around the state.
You're originally from Dunkirk, Indiana, which is Jay County, which is over on the east side of the state, northeast of Muncie. You've moved to, of course, Lafayette. You've mentioned that you're an IU fan. You've been to a lot of high school basketball gyms around this state. Where's your favorite place to go?
Well, when I was with a company, about 10 years ago called Hoosier Authority, we did some audio and video casting, but one of my favorite places, obviously, the Crawley Center at Lafayette, but probably right up there with the Crawley Center is Southport Fieldhouse. I worked for the IHSAA and got to sit alongside Jerry Baker for a number of games. And boy, there's not anybody better than Jerry. Although I would say, and one guy I forgot to mention that's going to be here on the 28th is Greg Rakestraw. And what a broadcaster and just an all-around good guy is Greg Rakestraw. You know, I could probably admit that, and Greg would admit that he'd probably do it too, but he's broadcast so much stuff. He would probably broadcast a chess match if somebody gave him the opportunity. He's just one of those real good guys. And he's on the list as one of our guests too, to talk about, you know, video casting of the future. Of course, him being the general manager of the ISC Sports Network here in Indiana, they're doing a tremendous job. I usually catch one of their games every weekend.
Yeah, Greg does a great job. I've had the pleasure of having him on the show, along with, like you mentioned, Sam Alford as well. So it's been great to get to talk to those guys. And, of course, look forward to seeing them here on the 28th. You mentioned, of course, being in Lafayette, but you're an IU fan. So that's at least one good thing you and I share is the love of IU sports. What is your favorite all-time IU basketball moment?
Well, you know, I mentioned before we came on, I mean, I get into tears all the time, Nick, when play that video of Coach Knight coming back to Assembly Hall. I mean, that was just a real special moment. But obviously the championship when they beat Syracuse, I remember that one because I was watching it on TV and pulling for the team and everything. So that one was very, very memorable. And you know, seeing some of the players several years afterwards, I mean, Steve Alford got to meet him once, you know, and he was integral in that championship. Love to meet Keith Smart sometime, but you get to know some of the players, and even though you've never met him, you think you know him, but that kind of really stands out, that championship.
Well, we've only got just a couple minutes, so just kind of give us the rundown again of what I know that the reservations deadline has already passed, but just give us the kind of the cost and the timeline for the events here on the this fall's Rosie Roundup.
Well, as we mentioned several times, it's going to be Thursday, October 28th. It's going to be at Stookie Steakhouse in Thorntown, Indiana, and we have 5 to 6 guests that are going to be there. Jerry Hoover's supplying the meat, and it'll be a great meal. It'll be a lot of officials, coaches, and like I said, hopefully the pandemic hasn't held too many people back, but if they do, we're going to have to get this built back up. But, you know, icing on the cake, because the commissioner of the IHSA is going to be there along with Greg Rakestraw, and we'll have Chris May from the Hall of Fame give his biannual report, and we'll have the IHSAA Foundation head. He's going to give his. So it's going to be a great morning and afternoon in Thorntown. And I'll just mention again, the 2022 Spring Rosie Roundup is going to be on Thursday, April 28th. And everything gets started at Stookie Steakhouse in Thorntown at 11:15. And we're usually done by around 2:30. So love to see some people here next year. And again, Nick, it's a real pleasure being on your show. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate the time. You know, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you. I'll be there the 28th. So I'm looking forward to seeing you talking basketball, having a great meal, and just enjoying everyone's company.
Thanks again, Nick. Take care.
My thanks to Jeff Luzatter for being my guest this week in IU Sports Men's Golf. Started play at the Williams Cup in Wilmington, North Carolina. They will continue through tomorrow. Volleyball beat Rutgers on Sunday 3-2 in Wilkinson Hall. They will host Minnesota Wednesday 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, and Northwestern Saturday at 7 o'clock. Men's soccer will host VCU on Wednesday, and they will travel to Maryland Sunday 1 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. Cross country at the Big Ten Championships Friday at Penn State. Women's swimming is at Ohio State with Virginia Tech on Friday and Saturday. Men's swimming at Ohio State with Penn State and Virginia Tech Friday and Saturday. Women's tennis at the Alabama Classic Friday and Saturday. Field hockey beat St. Louis 7-1 on Friday in the regular season home finale at the IU field hockey field. And then the Lady Hoosiers beat Ohio 3-0 on Sunday. And women's soccer ended the regular season with a 2-0 loss at Purdue. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.